female doctors make less than their male counterparts, and it starts right when they begin practicing medicine. A new study appearing in Health Affairs shows over the course of a 40-year career, the pay gap adds up to at least $2 million. The survey of more than 80,000 doctors is the largest analysis on doctors' salaries and the first to estimate the cumulative impact of pay gaps in medicine. WTOP's Dimitri Sotis speaks with lead author Christopher Whaley, a health economist at the nonpartisan RAND Corporation.
The pay gap really starts on day one of practicing, and from day one, women earn less than male physicians, and then really increases for the next 10 or so years and then stabilizes after that. But one thing we did find and did notice that the pay gap never rebounds. And so it's a permanent difference in pay across the course of a career for a female physician.
We know the pandemic has knocked a lot of women out of the workforce currently, women in all kinds of fields, of course. Because of burnout among doctors during the fraught time of COVID, could these pay issues only get worse?
I think that's absolutely true. We know that just in general, women have borne a disproportionate role in taking care of kids and dealing with a lot of the extra burdens of the COVID pandemic. And so it's likely that a lot of the pay disparities that we found in our study will actually increase during the pandemic.
More men tend to become surgeons than women do, and surgeons generally make quite a bit of money. Is that the reason for the disparity? I presume it's much more complex than that.
No, that's a really good point. And so in our study, we actually looked at differences in compensation between male and female physicians within the exact same specialty. So, for example, we compared a primary care doctor to a specialist and did not look at differences across specialties. And for that reason, I think our study results actually may be underestimated. So if there are systematic disparities or reasons why female physicians aren't becoming high-paying specialties like orthopedic surgeons, cardiologists, or neurologists, then our findings would actually understate the true gender pay gap.
What about bias and discrimination in the system?
I think absolutely, and that's probably a contributor to the differences in compensation and both differences in practice style and work-life balance.
What can be done to close this pay gap, and does what works for doctors maybe also work for people in other professions?
I think the lessons that we found here looking at doctors certainly do apply to other professions. There really are three main things that can be done. So one is just to improve pay transparency and to essentially allow for benchmarks. And so if you're a physician and maybe think you're being underpaid, if there's a benchmark out there and you can essentially say, look, I'm not getting a fair salary relative to my male counterparts, then that's something that can lead to the narrowing of the pay gap. Another way would just be to have better paid family leave policies. We did note that many of the pay gap issues arise when women are starting families, and enabling a better return to work and an easier return to work could be something that narrows pay gaps. And then finally, unique to medicine, many physicians are essentially paid for what they do. And so if you're a male physician, in many cases you spend less time with your patients and provide a little bit less high quality care with your patients than female physicians. And so instead of paying physicians based on the volume of things that they do, instead paying them on the quality of care and kind of the high level care that they provide might be one way to narrow the pay gap.
That's Chris Whaley with the RAND Corporation on Skype. Read more about the pay gap between male and female doctors at WTOP.com. Search Health Affairs.